Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. Welcome. Please come in, sit down with your favorite beverage. So, for the newcomers that I hear, welcome, and I would like you to engage your mind in the meaning of the word vibe. So, vibe is shortened for vibration. Okay, vibration is energy in motion, and we all have energy that is in motion. Our energy is based on what we're thinking. And we have control on the thoughts that we want to latch onto. So the reason, the meaning that I have attached to the Secret Vibe Lounge is that in here, in this space, you get to understand how powerful your vibrations are, why it's important for you to know how vibrations work, so that you can use it to your advantage. And I refer to it as the secret vibe, the secret, because there are not many people who truly understand how vibrations work. Yes? Everything is vibration. Everything is made of energy. Some particles of that energy, molecules, atoms, are vibrating at different speeds. But it's all made of the same stuff. So let's use ice cubes as an example. When we think of ice, we have ice cubes, yes? And ice cubes appear to be separate from one another, but they're made of the same stuff. They're all vibrating on the same level, and that's what makes them solid, okay? Ice cubes. But when you melt it and you apply some heat, those molecules, they vibrate even faster and it turns into liquid. So now we have liquid water. The definition is gone. The distinction is gone between the ice cubes, and now you see it as one. You see it as a liquid, yeah? One liquid, because it's all made from the same stuff and it's all vibrating at that higher vibration. You see, the same stuff, but just at a different vibration. And of course, we know that if we heat up the water, what do we get? We get steam. Now we can't even see it. And again, it's vibrating at a higher vibration. The molecules are more further apart than they were before. So why do I share this analogy? I share this because as human beings, we appear to be separate because of our physical bodies. We are like those ice cubes in a tray. We appear to be separate, but yet we're made of the same stuff. We're vibrating. And when we vibrate at a higher level, the physical body that contains our spirit disappears. And what is left is, in effect, steam. Yeah. You know, when our body is decomposing, sorry to use that example, you know, when we pass away, it turns into like a mush, doesn't it? We could almost say that that is liquid. And then eventually, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. We are no more. And the spirit is free from the physical body. It's free from the ice cube form. So we come here to understand that together we are all here as one. We are connected to everything. We are an extension of God. We are one with God. That is the truth of who we are. And everything around us is an extension of God and His goodness. God is truth, and anything that is not truth is not a part of God. Anything that is not truth is an illusion. It is an untruth, because it is not part of God, and therefore it doesn't exist. God is reality. He is timeless. He is ever-changing. He is eternal. That's what I mean when I say he is timeless. And so God is one. And so I want to explore this concept of oneness and where this actually came from. Or should I say how it became more pronounced in my mind that we are one, and the practical application of understanding that we are one. So welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. Now in 2019, I traveled. That was the last time that I traveled. 2020 has been actually a really amazing year for me. For some people, I guess they have perceived it as the opposite, but I've had a phenomenal year in terms of self-growth and understanding my spirituality on a completely different new level, which has been amazing. I've also turned this year the big half a century, 5-0, praise God, because there's some people that haven't made it. And the fact that I'm here tells me that I still have a mission. I'm still here as a function in collaboration with everyone else's function that fits into me to enable a purpose that is greater than myself. And so the last time that I traveled was in 2019, last year. It seems so far away. And at the time, I felt compelled to go to Thailand. And I remember sitting on my settee on the sofa, and I was meditating, and that feeling again, that strong feeling that I needed to get away, and I was thinking, oh, I need to raise some funds to go to Thailand. And I looked up, and there on the rug in front of me was a brown envelope. And I looked at the brown envelope and I thought, that's a bit curious. I hadn't seen it before when I walked into my living room. And when I reached for the brown envelope, it had a stack of money in it, wads of notes that, you know, amounted to just over £700. And I thought, wow, how did that get there? And I called my mum, who had visited me the day before, asked her if she'd dropped any money or anything like that. She said, no. You sure you haven't been to the bank? She said, no. I was like, okay, wow. Called another friend, again, the same kind of response. And so I'd been gifted this money. It's almost as if it fell from the air. And to this day, I have no recollection of saving that money. And yet I received it. I received what I was looking for. And so that was how I was able to go to Thailand. That funded my trip to Thailand. And as I said, I felt compelled to go there. I felt like I need really special one-on-one time with spirit, with the spirit of God, which resides in each and every one of us. And as I walked along the beach of the coastline of this really beautiful hotel that I stayed in, as I walked along the curve of the beach, I paused, and on this particular day, as I stood there with my eyes closed and my toes pressed softly against the sand, I deliberated whether to continue my journey or to retrace my steps. And I was in a very still place. I could feel the waves crashing against the shore. I could feel the softness of the sand against my toes. I could feel the water as it ebbed in and ebbed out. It was felt so warm. And I just stood there feeling as if I was in a place like heaven. It was bliss. And as I stood there, deliberating whether I should continue or not. I felt a thought come to me. And the thought was in the form of a question. And the question was, am I at the beginning or the end of the beach? Now, I don't know if you've ever experienced a feeling where you've lost your sense of orientation. But it wasn't so much that I had lost my sense of orientation. It was more in the closing of my eyes. I had released my perspective, my understanding of my orientation. I dropped all meaning of how I felt that I was positioned on the beach, whether I was at the beginning or the end. I just let it go. And it was in that precise moment that I realized that I was at the beginning and the end of the beach. So I just want you to bring yourselves with me. Be with me at this moment. I'm standing there, my eyes are closed, and deliberating whether to go forwards, continue my journey, or go back. Even if you just want to close your eyes and just imagine it, not if you're driving, of course. And I'm in that moment, and it's almost as if I'm standing on a straight line. Two points joined up together. And I realized that I was that as those two points met as one, that I was at the beginning and the end of the beach. I realized that not only was I at the beginning and the end of the beach, I was neither at the beginning nor at the end of the beach. Unless I chose to see it that way. I just want you to think about that just for a moment. Unless I chose to see it that way. An epiphany, an aha moment, whatever you'd like to call it. I understood right then why God's word states that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is all inclusive. He is both. He is one. He is not the beginning or the end. He is both. There is no difference. And this was all, I guess, a pre-experience of the book that I was to write, which is entitled There Is No Difference, which is available on my website at www.valerieacampbell.com. So God's word tells us that he is the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Revelation 1 verse 8. So that's what I've quoted from the Bible. Okay, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. So think about us as humans. As humans, our physicalness, our physicality limits us, doesn't it? And unlike God, we are not ubiquitous. Ubiquitous, I know that's a bit of a long word for some people. It certainly was for me. I had to go and look it up. It means the ability to be everywhere at the same time. I love that word, ubiquitous. I woke up one morning with that word on my lips and I thought, what does that mean, ubiquitous? When I discovered it, I thought, wow, it was pertaining to God. The ability to be everywhere at the same time. And so we are non-ubiquitous because, like the ice cube, we have our physicality and we are unique. You know, we're a collective of I ams, aren't we? You know, we have different characteristics. I'm different from you. I have different personality traits. I am, you know, I might be great. I'm a great international speaker. You may be a great musician. You know, you might be an amazing dresser. I may be something else. But my set of I ams are different from you. But God, because he's an all-inclusive God, he is all of those I ams comprised together. Like I said, we are an extension of God. And so therefore, because of our uniqueness, we cannot see and be all that God is. So, in the same vein, when you release your perspective, your understanding, your meaning of what it, I'm going to put it in quote, in quotation marks, because I'm referring to any given thing or situation. What's left behind is truth. What is left behind is oneness. Isn't it amazing that sometimes you're looking for something and the very thing that you're looking for, you don't find it because your perspective makes it look like a certain thing. And so you're looking for it and you can't find it. How many times have you gone to a cupboard to look for a particular item? You go to look for that particular item and you can't see it, but you go away, you start doing different things, and you come back to that same place to perhaps find something completely different. And the thing that you were looking for is right in front of you. I'm sure that many of you have had that experience and you think, what? Now, why did that happen? It's because you were able to drop all perspective or the image that is in your mind of what you thought it looked like. And the moment that you did that, the moment you were able to let go of that, the truth of where the soul is, in fact, it's in front of you the whole time, is revealed to you. Crazy, right? But it's true. I know that you can all relate to that. You see, what we see with our perspective, what we judge, determines what we see, determines what we what shows up. The meaning we attach to things determines how we see things. And so you see persons and things not as they are, but as you are. So when you release your perspective or your understanding or your meaning of any given situation, what is left is truth. And that truth is oneness. That we are one. So I'm going to refer to any given thing or situation as it. Okay, so I want you to just run with these thoughts for a moment. It is neither up nor is it down unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning, it is both up and down. there is no difference. It is neither left nor is it right, unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning, it is both left and right. There is no difference. You see? It is neither evil nor is it good, unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning, it is both evil and good. There is no difference. It is neither cause nor is it effect, unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning, it is both cause and effect. There is no difference. It is neither formed nor is it formless, unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning, it is both formed and formless. There is no difference. It is neither right nor is it wrong, unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning, it is both right and wrong. And I will go on even further to say, it is neither yes nor is it no, unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning, it is both yes and no. There is no difference. So you see, it is our meaning, the meaning that we attach to it, that makes it different. But without our meaning attached to it, there is no difference. So God showed me that He is one. And what is one cannot be divided within itself. There are no opposites unless you choose to see it that way. And just because you have chosen to see your oneness, doesn't mean it isn't so. Just because you have chosen to not see your oneness, doesn't mean it isn't so. You see persons and things not as they are, but as who you are. And so we live in a world where people think that they're separated from one another. And the truth of the matter is that you're not separated from one another. We are all one. And when you think of God's word, He tells us that when you give, you receive. What you give to your brother, you will also receive back. And you might not receive it from that same person, that same ice cube, but you'll receive it from a different ice cube, a different person. Why? Because we are all one. It doesn't matter from which hand you received it. The moment that you give, you receive. In the moment of your giving, you receive. So it is neither giving nor is it receiving, unless you choose to see it that way. Without your meaning, it is both giving and receiving. There is no difference. Interesting, isn't it? It's my intention to prod you, to prod your mind, to wake you up to the truth. I've realized why I'm here, what my purpose is. And the more that you converse and seek direction from the Holy Spirit, and I meditate every morning, you will find yourself pointed in the direction that you ought to go. Because life without a purpose or without meaning is worthless. And there are a lot of people that are on the treadmill of life, running around doing this, that, which has nothing to do with the reason why they're here. And so we have to learn to undo the programming of this world, to let go of those perspectives that take you down a road of falseness, of untruth as to who you really are. Think about it. Who would you be without all those meanings attached to you? Who would you be? You'd be one, wouldn't you? You'd be one with every single person around you. And so we ask the question, who am I? And when you respond with, I am one, in that moment, you become one with your Creator. And so you've received, I'm hoping that you've received in your spirit, as you've come into this lounge today, a deep truth, and that you walk away with that. And you're able now to discern the differences of perspectives and how you've been buying into an illusion, because that's all it is. It's just an illusion. A perspective is neither right or wrong. That's all it is. It's just a perspective. So I want you to see how this knowledge can affect how you see the world for the betterment of the world, and how it will actually help you to find your function. Because a life without meaning, without purpose, is of no value, and you were sent here for a reason. You know, it's the questions that drive us, isn't it? What question drove you today to listen to this audio right now? Something drove you. See, I know that when I speak, that those who are ready to hear this message will receive it. You know, God's word tells us that some information will fall on stony ground. It won't take root. For others, they'll receive it straight away and grab it with both hands. It will flourish. Some will fall amongst weeds and begin to grow and then die off. Now, I don't know how you're receiving this message this morning, this seed is going to unfold for you. I don't know what flowers, what fruits it will bear. But I know that the fruits of the Spirit, anything of the Spirit, is good. So embrace your truth. Embrace this truth today. I hope this message has helped somebody today on their journey. Because you're not here by accident. And I want you to know that.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.